Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Renting a home in Montana continues to offer massive savings compared to buying, according to this new report. A study by NetCredit analyzed Zillow rental listings and estimated monthly home buying costs. Missoula ranking as the best city in Montana for renters. The report claims you can claim up to 55% savings over the cost of buying at the average rent price of $1,486. A different kind of criminal case in the news this week, Tracy Taylor reports.
A Billings scrap metal dealer is headed to federal prison for defrauding businesses across the country. 36-year-old Chad Miller Costello was sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. Prosecutors say he promised premium prices for scrap metal, collected it, then failed to pay sellers before reselling it for profit. Costello was also fined $50,000 and will serve 3 years of supervised release after completing his prison sentence. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
In other news, wildlife officials issuing a sharp warning to residents and visitors in Red Lodge after 6 bears had to be euthanized due to human food conditioning. According to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, 6 black and grizzly bears have been put down in the region following severe food conditioning and public safety concerns. State officials say unsecured garbage and pet food left outside are drawing the bears in, and investigators suspect some people in the community are even intentionally feeding wildlife. The agency reminds residents that feeding bears is illegal and dangerous. Anyone who witnesses intentional wildlife feeding is asked to report it to the local FWP wardens. A Good Samaritan trying to help someone in distress in downtown Helena ends up getting shot. Helena police say a patrolling officer heard a gunshot in Last Chance Gulch over the weekend. 50-year-old Brian Moyer of Montana City was intoxicated. He fell down on the sidewalk. When a bystander stepped in to help, Moyer allegedly drew a firearm and shot him. He's now facing formal charges. This is the Montana State News Network.
Hi, I'm